What's going on, man? This is Dorian from 5 Minutes with Dorian podcast. I go at every day for 5 minutes straight. Just wanted to give you some encouragement, man. I know how it is with Anchor when you first starting out. You're trying to figure out how everything works. That's how I was a couple of weeks ago. But just keep doing what you're doing, man, and put as much content out there as you possibly can, especially in the realm of college football. I feel like you'll have a really good market out here with people that will be able to listen to your content, and you'll be able to give them a lot of value, man. So keep doing that. Add music to your podcast as well, if that's something that you plan on doing already. I got some music out. I got over 2 million streams on Spotify. So go type in Dorian Rotate. That's my newest single. My most popular single is Dorian Don't Sleep. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. So if you want to add that to your podcast, I appreciate it too. But like I said, man, good luck, and I'm going to be listening.
Welcome to the We Know Everything podcast, where we know everything, man. Sports, music, politics, man. Nah, I'm tripping. Fuck politics. We don't fuck with politics, dog. I'm just playing. But mostly just music and sports, man, because that's what I'm mostly passionate about. You know what I'm saying? I love music. I love the way it makes you feel. It's like there's different types of music that could just make you feel some type of way. So I just love music, man. All music. Except for country. I don't fuck with country. Something about country music, I just don't fuck with. But yeah, man, we talk about sports too. If you went on a couple of my other podcasts, I mostly talk about the nose. You know what I'm saying? We got that spring game coming up too on April 14th. Spring game coming up. I checked the ticket prices, they're only like $26 a piece. I think me and my cousin gonna go up there. I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I'm gonna do that. You know, but I'm gonna make sure I make it up that way. And they got a little concert too out there, man. Like a little 90s themed concert. Raw bass, DJ. If you're from Miami, I mean, you're basically from Florida, you already know who Raw Bass is. And then they got Salt and Pepper and Vanilla Ice. So I might just go check that out. Yeah, in the spring game, we got, you know, Willie Taggart bringing a new offense to Florida State. You know what I'm saying? And he bringing the spread offense to where we're usually used to pro style. If anybody don't know a fan out there, you know we mostly ran pro style offense. But I always been saying, bro, like, I wish Jimbo would just switch his offense. I like the Jimbo, bro. I really did like the Jimbo Fisher. But you know what I'm saying, man? All he had to do was just change his freaking offense, bro. Come up out of that slow-ass fucking pace of fucking football, bro. Like, the game is changing, bro. Everybody's going faster pace. Everybody's going no huddle, bro. Why is you not doing that, bro? You used to do it. I seen him. He used to do it with Jameis Winston, bro. I don't know what was going on, man. He used to do it with Jameis Winston. Like when Jameis Winston was, I guess he had, that's what I'm saying. With pro style offense, bro, I've been watching it, like how Jimbo coached, bro. Like, I think you need that once in a lifetime quarterback, like a Peyton Manning, a Cam Newton, Andrew Luck. You know what I'm saying? Those type of quarterbacks, man. To run a pro style offense, man, because you need a smart quarterback who's going to anticipate throws, you know what I'm saying, who watches, you know what I'm saying, who watch film. He has to be a smart quarterback out there, bro, to run pro style offense. But these are kids, man, so you gotta, like, I don't want to say dumb it down, but you just gotta, like, simplify it, man, just like how he said, man, lethal simplicity, man. And I feel like we really needed that. So I think we're gonna have a good year, man. Better than, like, just like how he said in the National Signing Day party, he was saying that he seen the team that, man, they wasn't playing together, man. I think they wasn't playing together. They weren't playing for each other. They looked out of sync. Like, I couldn't watch Florida State football the whole year, man, like that, man. Like, that shit hurt to see. That shit hurt me. Like, bro, I'm more passionate about college football than NFL, because I don't really give a damn about NFL, like, that much. Because, like, people just playing for money in the NFL, bro. Like, they're not passionate about it. But, excuse me about that. But, yeah, I just love college football, man. But the thing is, man, we going to be back on track, man. I believe in Willie Taggart, man. You know what I'm saying? I believe we're going to do good things. But, yeah, man, if anybody out there who want to go to the spring game, man, just go out there, hit me up on Twitter at AquariusKiller91, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, man. Maybe we could just meet up. Oh, yeah, and another thing, you know what I'm saying? I said we're going to talk about music, man, a little bit on here. Go check out Rich the Kid, man, Plug Walk, man. That is a fire-ass track, bro. That shit, that tough, bro. Rich the Kid doing things out here, man. Like, everybody want to put him in, like, the lane of mumble rappers and shit, but, man, he's great. Like, I like Rich the Kid. He make good music. So go check out that track, man, Rich the Kid. Plug Walk, I'm going to put it on my page for everybody to listen to. Fire track, man. If you smoke a little weed, you know what I'm saying? Kick back, relax, you know what I'm saying? Tonight, listen to Plug Walk.